WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I want to give a shout out for the 10th Annual Women's Leadership Summit that's coming up on Tuesday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you haven't ever been, you really should check it out. We've got the keynote speaker is Megan Lamb from Cisco Systems. We're going to have a LinkedIn breakout session. It's really a great opportunity to network and meet other businesswomen and have a nice lunch. And it's really a good opportunity all the way around. So just go to hunterdonchamber.org and look up the Women's Leadership Summit to sign up. And today I'm very happy to welcome Kathy Cree. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Nicole.
Kathy is here. She is the executive director of Life Camp, which is located in Pottersville, right? And why don't you just start out by telling us a little bit about your position as executive director of Life Camp, how you came to the organization, and a little bit about what Life Camp is.
Okay, so probably to start with, Life Camp is a six-week summer day camp for underserved kids from Newark. The kids are aged 6 to 13, and we run 8 buses a day. We bring about 300 kids out every day from Newark in June, July, and August. Programming is academic, athletic, and artistic. So we try and address all the things that kids are going to need to know in order to have, you know, their life skills, which is why it's Life Camp, to have happy, successful lives. I came to camp. I started officially at camp in 2014. But prior to that, the camp was originally built by the Brady family, and I am fortunate enough to be friends with Jim Brady, the young Jim Brady III. Our kids went to school together, so I knew about camp and was a fan of camp. And then when my son was in high school, he volunteered at Life Camp. So when I picked him up every day and got to really take a good look at what was going on at camp, I became a super fan. Mm-hmm. And then my predecessor, who is Patty McCormick, who now lives in the great state of Michigan, was moving. And when she was moving, we were actually doing some fundraising work for our boys' high school and had gotten to know each other really well. When she was moving, she called me. And, you know, to say, oh, I was sorry to see her go as a friend, but I thought, oh, if you're leaving, I think I really want your job.
That's perfect.
And
perfect.
She's like, you should have my job.
No.
And here I am.
Oh, good for you and doing great at it, it sounds like. But that's great. Well, that's why I tell people, it's just all you have to do is pay attention and look around and an opportunity will present itself. So, and I'm so glad that you got your kids volunteered and included in volunteering with Life Camp. And I'm sure that you saw that them get so much benefit out of that.
It was actually incredible. For as much impact I think the camp has definitely on the kids who come from Newark, and we opened in the 1920s, so by now we're talking about thousands of people have gone through camp as campers. But I think there's an equally valuable impact that happens for the local kids that get to go and work and play with these kids and with the staff from Newark. I think it was just an incredible experience. For him.
Right, because kids are kids and you just throw them together in the great outdoors and they just, you know, do what kids do and play and throw and swim and all kinds of stuff, right?
They do. They do. And it's an opportunity, you know, when we think about things like, well, you know, we talk about diversity and really understanding how people come from different backgrounds. So, for example, you know, my son one day, you know, they had a camper in his group, and he was just a little volunteer at the time. So each group has a senior counselor, junior counselor, and then the little volunteers Aww. Who are, like, you know, sophomores in high school. And this little six-year-old made this great necklace. And one of the other kids, you know, one of the other counselors said, oh, you can take it home and show it to your mom. And this little six-year-old looks up at him and goes, Mom, I don't know my mom. My mom's been in jail my whole life.
Wow.
So here was something that they were in common in sharing, and yet, you know, for my kid, he got to see, here's someone who has a completely different life experience and didn't miss a beat. It's just what they know.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to sort of see shared experiences, but also through different lenses,
mm-hmm.
I think leads to a lot of the good stuff that we're trying to teach our kids, but it makes it real for them.
Right, and you said all these kids come from primarily the Newark public schools, right?
Well, they come from the city of Newark and the surrounding
area. So okay. Hillside, Irvington, Maplewood, South Orange. But the kids, we partner with a lot of the charter schools in Newark. So we have a majority of charter school students.
Oh.
And we also partner with the Fresh Air Fund.
Okay.
And the Boys and Girls Club. And we do get a fair amount from the district as well. Mm-hmm. So we register just over 550 different kids will attend camp each summer. But parents, we try and really work with families to make it possible. Right? So what makes camp possible? That would be parents pay a fee, because if they don't pay a fee, sometimes people don't show up.
Kind of have skin in the game,
value.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's we charge families $75 a week, and they get breakfast, lunch, snack, transportation, T-shirts. In the rare event that we do a field trip, they're rare, but if we do one, that's also included. So mm-hmm. there's never any additional. So once you're in camp, you're in camp. So for $15 a day, I mean, where can you do that with your child? And we pay our staff to stay at our transportation sites. We run three transportation sites, because we run 8 buses a day out of mm-hmm. Newark. The transportation site staff stays there till the kids get back about 5 o'clock, but our staff stays till 6
mm-hmm.
because, you know, most of our families, they're working.
Right.
So how do you pick your kid up at 5 o'clock?
Right.
It's
yeah.
It's very hard.
Exactly.
So that's all. That's one of the things that we do to make it possible, and we have a different mix because families register for the weeks their kids are actually going to attend, and you only pay for what you're going to use. So there are no wasted dollars.
That's good. Well, obviously, it's subsidized, right?
That is the lion's share of their job.
I know, right? Exactly. So tell people how they can donate or learn more. The website is greaternewarklifecamp.org, but how do you – we can go ahead and talk about start talking about fundraising or how people can help, because you know, having an experience at camp is transformative for these kids, right?
It is. It's an unbelievable game changer for kids, and we can talk about that too, sort of the importance of summer.
Yeah.
But so the ways to get involved, we'd love to have people get involved. We are extremely efficient with our money. So anybody who looked us up, if you looked up our 990, you would see that your donations are actually going to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So our overhead is very low, very minimal. We all say we're basically all volunteering. So that's a very positive thing. So the real cost for sending a kid to camp is about $400 a camper. So, you know, my job is to close the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that a lot. We've been very blessed to have a lot of great, positive local support, which sometimes happens when people come out to see camp. So if you would like to come see Life Camp in action, please just reach out to me, mm-hmm. Kathy, at greaternewarklifecamp.org, and I am happy to take you on a tour while camp is in session. Because when you see all the good stuff that's happening there, it becomes very easy to become either a volunteer or a supporter. We have a hoedown in the spring that's going to be on June 15th.
Fun.
Which is our fundraiser and friendraiser for camp, which is a great time. It's just a very casual blue jean kind of, you know, bluegrass kind of night out at camp itself.
Oh, fun.
Which is really fun. And we have a golf outing usually in the summer, which we partner with the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And that's probably the easiest way. And if you want to volunteer, we love to have volunteers. We have kids who come. We ask for 2-week sessions. And we have had corporate volunteers also prior to getting camp open, helping camp get up and mm-hmm. ready for the kids, as well as people who've done drives or, you know, brought things for the campers, like our campers ride bikes.
Mm-hmm.
So if your company maybe does a bike build, that's
wow.
a great opportunity. Or
yeah.
maybe they want to do summer backpacks or swimming things or do a meal with the kids. Come out and do – We have a foundation that comes out every summer and does lunch.
Like a cooking thing?
Yeah. So they actually bring Chef Alfredo, if you're listening. Thank you. You know who you are.
Oh, that would be fun.
He cooks for 400 people. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's super fun. And they serve lunch to the kids. So it's a nice way to get involved.
Yeah.
And we have a values class. One of our programs is values.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a couple people come out and speak to our campers. These are our older campers.
Mm-hmm.
And really telling their story and maybe how they got to be who they are and where they are. Because sometimes, you know, kids only know what they know. So how many careers are they really exposed to?
Right. And I always say this. You cannot be what you cannot see. So
that's great.
Yeah. Well, I did not come up with it. But, you know, they were saying you need role models, because there was this other book, The Invisible Thread, where this, it's an incredible story about this woman who saw this little kid. And he said, well, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to my job. He goes, what's that? Well, so, you know, I mean, yeah, having exposure to different opportunities is really key. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, I think, yeah, so if you've got teenagers that need to volunteer, or if you've got a company, or you've got a group of people from your church or whoever, there's all kinds of ways that you can get involved in helping the camp, or showing up at the camp, doing a tour of the camp, or help funding the camp, or offering collecting items for the camp. I'm already coming up with ideas. I love to cook, so I think I'm going to have to check it out. I've never cooked for 400, nor would I really want to on a regular basis, but... we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And today we're talking with Kathy Cree. She's the Executive Director of Life Camp. You can find them on the internet at greaternewarklifecamp.org. We're also on Facebook Live today. So if you're tuning in to Happy to Help or Happy Hunterdon, you can see us chatting here in the studio. So check us out. And we're talking about Kathy's talking about the transformative experience that these kids from Newark have in coming to camp, and it's a great experience for them. They can prevent the inevitable summer slide in a huge way, and there's so many other factors that are alleviated with these kids coming to camp. So you want to take it away, Kathy?
Sure. I think sometimes we forget the importance of summer, and for low-income kids, the inequity and the lifetime differential that can happen for them. So summer really has changed, right? When we were kids, we probably were out catching fireflies and swimming in the pool, and it just wasn't sort of this rigorous continuation of the school year. But summer has really become, especially for kids of more means, an extenuation of the school year and an opportunity to really advance some of their skills and gain new skills. So while there's a lot of work being done in school districts, and in the district like Newark, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of positive stuff going on. But if it ends, and then you're locked in your apartment for the entire summer, which is, if you ask some of our kids, because we have asked our kids, if you weren't here, what would you be doing? They would be literally locked inside in front of the television. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of these kids, that manifests itself in a lot of bad things, right? So they're, and it's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. That's really why they're home.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lack of quality, accessible programming. And by accessible, I mean affordable. We fill up. Sadly, we max out our facilities and will probably be filled by the end of the month.
Wow.
With registration. And that's because parents really value the program and grandparents really value the program. So in order... Wow, lost my train of thought there.
No, it's okay. No. Well,
but, so we talk about sort of what are the other things that happens in the summer and what they could be doing. So one of the things that we address is curriculum, right? We really look at being that bridge in the summer where kids can actually start to apply the things that they are learning in school. And that's the beauty of summer camp. There aren't any tests. There are no assessments. You have the opportunity to extend programming. We let kids advocate for themselves. We're also trying to teach them to advocate mm-hmm. for themselves mm-hmm. in some 21st century soft skills, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things, maybe you're really doing a program and you really like it. You're really into publishing. Well, you can opt in for that. You've learned to ride a bike and you really like it. And your skill level is you can opt in for touring where a group of kids... they have to advocate for themselves. They sign themselves up. They have to talk to their specialists. They go with a counselor. They get box lunches. And for 90 minutes, they have the total freedom to ride around Hunterdon County on their bicycles. That does not happen in downtown Newark, right, ever. So that's an amazing opportunity. And the way camp is structured is we have programs, and our programs have program specialists, and they are almost all certified teachers from the Newark School District.
Mm.
So we do know what's going on in the schools. Mm. We do know the curriculum that's going on. And so it gives us a really good time to do a little bit of a review and prepare and launch them for the next year, which is really exciting. Like, we've had some great things. Like, this past summer, one of our exceptions to the teacher rule was last summer we had a volunteer. He is a local high school student, and he volunteered at camp. And then came up to me at the holiday party. We throw a holiday party for our campers and our friends, so our supporters. And he said, you know what, I'm really into robotics. I would love to do robotics
aww.
With the kids. And I'm also involved with the Newark STEAM Coalition. There's a national STEM movement, right, where we're all trying to work collaboratively to solve problems. So as an out-of-school time provider, I know that they're launching an expansion of the robotics program in Newark. They had just a handful of teams, and there's been a big expansion program. This is awesome. So we invested in some robots, and Niels, our guy, came out. 30 kids got to build robots for the very first time. So they learned some basic coding, some basic engineering, and when they went back to school this year, if their schools was one of the schools that had already started the expansion, now here's a kid who might just opt in for that.
Yeah, right? That's nice.
So we try and do that academically with the kids, really to support them and get them going. And then we have issues, like you can look at a health issue, right? So not only do the kids now get fed two meals a day, all of our campers are qualified for free and reduced price lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of these kids are eating at home,
mm-hmm.
right? Right, or regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Have access to fresh fruits and vegetables and things mm-hmm. like that. So we do breakfast and lunch at camp plus a snack. But some of the other problems with, okay, so you can address food issues, and we talk to kids about food, and we actually have professors from Rutgers University who come out and do a nutrition program with our kids, which, if ladies, you're listening, you are a hit. They love that program. Absolutely love it. Who wants to be a nutritionaire is awesome. So we talk to them about that, but now you also have to give kids an opportunity to exercise. So if you are literally locked into your apartment, you're not out getting any sort of regular exercise. So from a physical standpoint, we do things like we have bike riding, traditional PE, there's a cross-country course. We have Project Use, which is also collaborative learning, which is rock climbing and the giant teeter-totters and low-element ropes courses. And the most beloved program of all is swimming. When we survey our campers, by and large, at least 80%, the absolute most favorite programming is swimming.
Wow.
And it's also the most important program to our parents and the most fearful program to our parents.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that African American children drown at a rate that's 3 times higher than their white peers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's preventable. We can actually teach kids to swim. Swimming is it's a phenomenal exercise. It's really a health issue too, because if you are obese, you can swim.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all, the buoyancy, there is no pressure on your joints anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It works every part of your body, your lungs, your hearts, your muscles, your legs, your arms. Mm-hmm. It works everything. And it's fun.
Right? Especially on a hot summer day. You want to plunge right into that pool, right? Is it a pool or a lake?
It's a pool. Okay. We joke it's the biggest pool probably in the state of New Jersey. It was built in the 1920s. If you've ever seen it, we always say it's really huge, and people don't believe me. And they come to camp and they go, wow, that really is the biggest pool I have ever seen.
So is it bigger than a public pool or a yes. country club pool? Okay, so it's yes. just grand scale, huh? So.
If you were going to fill it with water trucks, it would take 18 trucks.
Wow.
Yeah, we technically fill it with a garden hose, and it takes it takes about 2 weeks
wow.
to fill it. But it is absolutely the most important program probably we offer.
That's true. That's good. Yeah, because that's a lifelong skill, right?
Lifelong skill. And you don't need a lot of money to go swimming, right? And so mm-hmm. even if you had access to a public pool, you probably didn't have access to lessons.
Oh, yeah.
So kids have 90 minutes in the pool a day every day.
Wow.
Too. So it's 45 minutes of swim lessons followed by 45 minutes of free swim every day for 6 weeks. So we can see kids who go from, we have one little boy 2 summers ago who was so afraid of water, he wouldn't go in past the fence.
Oh.
Right? So one of the, they went to go get Mr. Franz, right? So Mr. Franz is our camp director. And so Mr. Franz came down and convinced him, just go on the other side of the fence. Sit on the side of the pool, put your feet in, right? It's going to be okay. By the end of the week, that child was fully participating in his swim lessons. And by the end of camp, he was doing all right.
Oh, that's good to know. So he overcame a fear, so he can use that skill forever too.
Right, yeah. Right. It's so empowering.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, and so do the kids typically sign up for a week or two, or is there a waiting list, or how, it sounds like it's in high demand, so how do you determine who gets to come and how,
Okay, so we have, it's predominantly first come, first serve, right? However, we do have some specific partnerships. We partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and they have a certain number of their members that can come to camp, that we have seats reserved for them. And the same is true for the Fresh Air Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We partner with them for forever. But after that, it really is first come, first serve. And parents, when you register, you pick the weeks your kids are going to come. And then one of my trustees jokes that he says it looks like I'm like, booking an airline, because I have, every seat every day, because we do end up with a wait list.
Okay.
And
that's a good thing. I mean, bad thing and a good thing, but a good thing that it's kids want to be there. That's good.
Yeah.
Right. And then I thought one of the other nice things is that you said a lot of times once they age out, they come back and they can become counselors.
This is true. So last summer, about a third of our volunteers and the kid volunteers, right? So we have, so when we think of our staff, we think in buckets, right? So we have program specialists, senior counselors, junior counselors, volunteers.
Okay.
And to be a junior or senior counselor, you have probably come up through the volunteer system, and you would have probably volunteered for at least 2 summers. And the kids, so we kept about a third of our volunteers were campers who had aged out. So they also, they come up on the buses. We bring up a fair amount of staff from Newark on mm-hmm. the buses in the mm-hmm. morning, and the Newark-based volunteers. And then it's great because it's a job training program for them.
Yeah.
And people stay at camp forever.
That's nice. I know, because while we were talking before, too, about your now famous camper turned counselor turned Ellen DeGeneres superstar, Akbar. Should we talk about Akbar?
Yes, Akbar Cook. Akbar Cook is the principal of Westside High School, and he started as a camper at Life Camp. He's currently our program director. He is a very busy guy. He had a great idea, and they had a student at his high school. They, if you've ever been to some of these high schools, including Westside High School, when you come in, your bags get searched. You get searched. There are very legitimate safety issues. And to this child, this girl was completely freaking out and actually attacked, like, the guard at the door. And it turned out because she was homeless. And what was in her bag were dirty clothes. Because she literally had nowhere to do her laundry. Right. And sometimes, I think this is one of the things we were talking about earlier, like one of the benefits, I think, also for our local local staff is they actually get exposed to how people live differently, that there are kids who don't have regular access to laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just don't have it. Mm-hmm. There's, it's not in their home,
mm-hmm.
and it's an additional expense.
Yep.
You know, I've had campers who miss camp because they couldn't get to the transportation site for once of a bus ride.
So it's tough.
It's tough. So for like $2, can
yeah,
make
no,
a difference.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they put in washing machines and dryers at the school, and now they actually have a free store because they are completely inundated with laundry soap. They're good. But they've been accepting things like deodorant and shampoo and basic toiletries that can become a barrier for kids. And you think, gosh, you're missing out on your education for want of a toothbrush, right?
Yeah, it's all connected.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and so he was on, did she
he
give him a
Ellen.
Check?
Yeah. Yeah, and she gave him a check, and I believe she just gave him another check.
Oh my gosh, that's
keep
great.
Up this good work. And so it's a lot of his staff and a lot of staff he runs his program there after at night are staff at camp. So these are really superstar people. They come up, they're at camp all day, they go back to Newark, and then they do a program called Lights On, and they're there till 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they start over again. And this is in the summer.
Wow. I know they're supposed to be chilling. Well, I guess right? They kind of get to chill at camp. I mean, it'd be kind of fun to be at camp, right, all day. So what's the after Lights Out? What'd you call it? What is it?
Lights On.
Lights On.
Lights On. It's a program in Newark, and it's run at Westside High School. And it's because statistically, if you can get young people off the street between the hours of 6 and 11,
mm-hmm.
the odds are good that they will not get into some of the dangerous situations that are very real.
Yeah.
And it's a game changer. And again, yeah. it's sort of these small chunks, right? When we think about, like, for $360, you can get a kid out of their apartment and into swim lessons and into academic support and two meals a day.
Yeah.
It's just sort of we can do a lot with a little if we know what to do.
Yeah, and they're just free and they're having fun and they're working with nature, right? Don't you do science programs with that, too?
We do. You know, we're really lucky. Lake Camp is really lucky. We've been blessed that we have a lot of great partners, and we've had people come out to camp and bring their expertise. People like the New Jersey Audubon Association, people like the Upper Raritan Watershed Association, Rutgers University, people who come out and they bring what they know and teach the campers. That section of river by camp is the Lamington River and is actually a real testing site for the Upper Raritan Water Association. So the work that the kids are doing is real work. And it's interesting to see how the kids start to absorb things. So like after Audubon was there, when you started to look at some of their arts and crafts when they were doing birds, the birds were no longer sort of these crazy, maybe tropical colors. They started to reflect the birds that were actually living near camp. So
cool.
that's a really pretty cool thing when you start to see it. We start to see it stick.
Yeah, yeah. They can relate it to their surroundings, and yeah, that's incredible. Well, and you have publishing, so the kids actually get to be involved in publishing articles about camp, right? Is that one thing?
Right. Yeah. So they learn. They get to learn all kinds of skills there. So they interview, they photograph, they do research, they write articles, they put it all together, and they publish it in the Life Camp Times, which is our online newspaper that goes up every week. They also do it in drama and videography. Last year we went a little bit more towards video, but they write and perform and record their own plays and shows. And then in recording studio, which is an incredible program to watch. I mean, it's almost this empty room with a mixer and some speakers and a phenomenal program director And what they do is they talk to the kids, and the groups come in, and they write a song. They pick a beat. And then each child writes a piece of it and performs it. So they support each other, and then sometimes they perform them live. They all get recorded, so they actually produce something. And some of the topics, I mean, you can have, like, red is the best, because all the kids are either a red, yellow, blue, or a green.
Okay.
Because we try and use positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. So there are groups of every, you know, T-shirt color in every age group, and we have an all-camp winner at the end of the Olympics at week six.
Okay.
But some of our older groups have really, in recent years, done some really powerful songs about, you know, black-on-black violence, supporting each other, drugs, gun violence, like some really serious topics. And last year in our values class, which is taught by our camp director, Eddie Franz, he works with the oldest campers, really trying to get them to think about, prepare them for what they might encounter. And again, last year, a lot about like the Newark riots, really understanding what happened and how there were really two sides to that story. That was really impactful. We had one guest speaker come out and talk at camp, and he had been in the military at one point and grew up in Newark and was very successful. And they said, well, they asked about the riots, and he said, you know, sadly, he had been out of the military by now, but it was actually his group, you know, his division went in and had to put down Newark. And he said, nobody wants to do that.
Right.
He said, but coming from Newark, I understood that there were people in Newark who had some very legitimate grievances at the time. So I was able really to talk about both sides of the issue. And the values class is a really interesting class, too. One time, Mr. Franz asked him, you know, suppose in your family needs some money, and some guy you know says, hey, Nicole, could you just sit on the corner and text me if you see this guy go by? Or could you just text me if you see the police go by? You know, I'll give you $20. What would you do it? And what does it mean?
Yeah.
Right? So they started thinking about it, and everybody's thinking probably really about the drug trade, right? Are you just really part of the drug trade? Is it a big deal? They're going to legalize pot anyway. There are all these other arguments. And then one little 11-year-old raised their hand and said, well, what if it was a hit?
Ah, yikes.
Right. And what does
that's how they think, right? I'm like, oh.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was this great conversation. Well, what would that mean for your life? Now you're part of something really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What does that look like? So it's a great opportunity to sort of explore these ideas in a very safe environment and get them to think about what their real choices are before they actually have to make these choices.
Yeah. Wow. That, I mean, yeah. We don't, I mean, so many people wouldn't even realize any of that going on. I mean, it's good that they have an outlet and a way for expressing that through music or through discussion and with peers and with guidance and all that stuff. So that's incredible. And I also wanted to ask, what is Earth Ball? Do you know what that is? It's on one of your things. I hadn't heard of Earth Ball. Do you know what it is?
Oh, you know, could I tell you the rules around Earth Ball? No, because I tried to play it with the guys last year in PE. I didn't get it. It's okay. Some sort of goofy version of volleyball.
Okay. I just thought it was interesting because you've got kickball, volleyball, wiffle ball, and earth ball. Earth so I ball. Thought that was the one I had not heard about. But
I don't know. I think they were changing the rules when I was playing.
I know, right? No, it's something to check out. Well, I learned about pickleball when I was in Mexico. So that's like the – but I think that's kind of becoming more popular. It's like paddleball in a way, or it's in a court. I don't know.
It's super popular in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit like it's a little like paddle.
Yeah. So I don't know if you play with the pickle or not. No, I'm just kidding. Also, I wanted to ask about the dairy barn. So do you do a tour of the dairy barn, or is there one on the property, or is that – I read about it. So
camp itself is just about 100 acres, and all around camp are farms. So probably a couple thousand acres of farmland at this point. And one of the nearby farms is an award-winning dairy barn. And
it's not Bobolink, is it? I've been to Bobolink. No. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So they was very nice because the family that owns it invited the campers to come when they were doing – it was a big bike ride. So they took their bikes. So some of the more advanced campers rode, went for an extended ride, went up to the dairy barn, got to see these incredible cows, got to pick corn, got to understand the difference between human consumption corn and the corn for the
feed
for
corn
the, for the course feed corn. Thank you. And they had their backpacks, so we knew ahead of time they would be able to pick some corn to take home with them. And then they got to have some delicious ice cream made with the milk from these incredible cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I mean, what's not to love about all that? That's great. Well, and also, let's talk about one of my favorite subjects, reading, right? Because we think about summer slide, you're not reading. I mean, you should have fun in the summer, but you got to keep those mental skills sharp. So what do they offer in terms of, in part of the, I guess, part of the academic, right? They do some of that, the STEM and reading maybe.
Right. So reading is a great program. That program actually has two specialists. Both, one is a reading teacher, one is actually an actor who, when he reads out loud, is so fun. And he is a vice principal of a high school in Newark, of a boys' high school in Newark. And it's nice because our camper groups only have about 15 kids in them per group. So you have 15 kids, a senior counselor, junior counselor, volunteer, and then the two specialists. So there's a lot of opportunity for one-on-one work. And in the reading loft, we also added a writing station, which also helps to support the recording studio. So here you have a little bit of curriculum mapping. So if they need more time or support writing their lyrics, they can do that. And the reading, they do all kinds of things. There's group read. There's reading where the specialists are reading out loud to them, more advanced work. Then there are all kinds of crazy games they have. And then we always have what we call Fun Fridays. Or as our camp director would call it, Camp Chaos.
I love that.
But it's my favorite day at camp. If you'd say, what's my personal favorite day? I love Fun Fridays because camp is, it's just electric. Everyone is doing what they want to do, what they love to do. So you have kids who love to dance, and you've got a great beat. You've got kids who are playing the drums in percussion, and they're loving that. You've got kids playing football, right? Playing flag football in the middle of camp, and kids riding through camp on bikes and, you know, like jumping over logs like they're Evel Knievel. Yeah. And oh my gosh. And it's a good opportunity. There was this one girl 1 year, and I see her, and I'm like, what's going on? What are you doing? She goes, well, I'm looking for the bike specialist. I'm like, well, I think it's his lunch. What's up? She goes, my group didn't have bikes. And I really want to learn how to ride a bike. And I really need help. I said, okay, all right, we're going to make this happen for you. So she actually got private bike lessons. She stayed on it. I mean, it was not easy, but man, she just stuck with it because she was so determined. She so wanted to ride a bike.
And good for her for advocating for herself, you know, making that known. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. She was not leaving camp without it. It was great. It was really great to see.
That's great. And if there is a typical day other than chaos, Camp Chaos on Friday, so they come from Newark, they get off the bus, and do they go with their colors, or take us to a typical day of camp? A
typical day of camp is, it's a long day. Kids get dropped off at the transportation sites between 7:30 and 8 in the morning. And then they go into their bus groups. So once you're on a bus, that's your bus, right? So then your bus comes up from Newark, and we get to camp. We try and leave about 8:15, 8:30. Bus is rolling. Get to camp. Once you get to camp, you have breakfast with your bus group. So each bus group has a spot around camp where they have their breakfast. After breakfast, at 10 o'clock, we have the all-camp meeting. Mm-hmm. So the all-camp meeting, we do announcements, say the Pledge of Allegiance, if there's anything special going on. Like if we have PS 108 yoga comes out.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yes. And Carl under this giant old oak tree. It is awesome. So we have programs where kids can opt in, and that's an opt-in program. If you want to go to yoga, go to yoga. Right. And
nice.
They totally love it. It's adorable. And then also sometimes we have special guests. We've been really lucky. We've had both Governor King come to camp and speak, Governor Whitman come out, talk to our campers. Sometimes that happens at the morning meeting. And then often on Fridays, some of our groups will perform. They will perform either a dance number or maybe their song from recording studio. So they're presenting in front of 300 kids, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, our youngest campers go to the pool. So they have then 90 minutes. So the day looks like a school day in that there are 7 45-minute periods.
Okay.
So two of which are swimming. And then the program varies, and it's you try not to do an athletic program followed by another athletic program, so it's balanced. So if you've been running, your next activity is going to be something calmer, maybe
more academic,
arts and crafts, or an academic mm-hmm. program, or even maybe you're playing chess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, don't tell the kids, but the board games are actually reinforcing mathematical skills, but we try not to let them know. they just think it's fun, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you have lunch, and at the end of the day, we have snack, and you're back with your bus group. And then they go back to Newark, and they get back to Newark maybe 5 o'clock, but we keep our staff there till 6. Just, because sometimes pickup can be hard to get there at 5. I mean, how do you get across town?
Right.
So it's a pretty long day. I get lots of calls from parents who tell me that their children are tired in a really good way.
Yeah, I was going to say, tucker them out. That's the whole idea of camp, right?
Right.
That's good. That's really good. Well, we still have a lot to cover, a lot of fun things to cover, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 in Chamber Radio. We are on Facebook Live today. If you want to check us out, go to Happy to Help or at Happy Hunterdon. And today we're talking to Kathy Cree, who's the executive director of Life Camp. And you can find them on the web, greaternewarklifecamp.org. And we kind of touched on this at the beginning, but then we segued into all the amazing things that they do at camp, but we wanted to, it has a rich history, the camp, starting over 100 years ago. So why don't you just go into that a little bit?
So the camp opened in the 1920s. So in the early 1920s, with the launch of Life magazine, which I guess it was really technically the late 1800s. But,
1877, I think I saw.
So the thought was getting, as America became more urban, it was pretty commonly realized that there was a loss of skills, right, that had been lost because people had moved out of the country. So there was a movement to get young kids out of the urban environment, out into the countryside, and start to teach them some of the skills that were being lost. There were life camps all over the country at that time, and ours was opened by James Brady and Henry Luce. So next thing that happened was, in the late 1920s, two life camps did sort of an experiment. they added a little bit more curriculum to the camp, and then they tested it. And one of the two life camps that did that was actually our life camp in Pottersville. And what happened was they realized it was so successful and so important that it actually influenced American camping to today, right? Wow. It's just not strictly recreational. So that's pretty cool. But we always joke, people like, you've been here since the 1920s? Really? But yes, we are. We always sort of sadly joke about that we are the best kept secret in New Jersey. So we want to tell our secret.
That's right.
Right? And it was run really by the Brady family for years and years and years. And eventually we sort of fell under the umbrella of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Newark. And they have had some institutional struggles that were happening, and things were kind of tough. And in 2012, we became our own 501c3.
Oh.
Right? So while we are going to be looking at our 100th anniversary coming up, we're also kind of new and old all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing some things in the last 2 years to really sort of change our model. I think everybody who's in nonprofit can look around the state of New Jersey, and we're all sort of having some of the same problems. And or if you're in real estate, right? Everybody knows that people are moving out of our state and at an unprecedented rate that is somewhat scary.
Mm-hmm.
So while Life Camp had always really been supported locally, just locally, with a few foundations, we've really started to expand that footprint. And we're hoping to, you know, as we look forward and look thinking the need is definitely not going away, how do we make camp sustainable for maybe the next 100 years? What does that look like? So we are trying to do some new things and try and maybe talk to some corporations for the first time. So it's kind of funny to be something that's almost 100 years old and yet still brand new at the dance.
Right. That's all right. You take the best of both worlds, right?
Right, yeah.
How did they transform camping? You said it was transformational.
I found a really interesting study that was done in the 1960s. And it talks about that it was really sort of strictly recreational, and then it became a little bit more formal about teaching skills.
Okay. So that helped building fires or, you know, anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because it was the Industrial Revolution, right? Everyone was factory trained.
Everybody was moving to factories.
Right. And then,
yeah. The original campers, a camp was originally an overnight camp. Kids came from all over, and they were like Irish kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
wow.
And we only closed a few times. There were only a few summers that it didn't run during World War II and during the New York riots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think, yeah, being outdoors and just learning any kind of basic skills. My dad grew up on a farm, so he can fix anything, do anything. And those are valuable skills that you can do. You can use for home ownership or approaching a problem or just applying these mechanical or spatial skills can help you in so many ways. So
right. And realizing that you can actually fix the problem, that you don't have to be intimidated, or even if you try and fix a problem or you try a new skill, it's kind of nice. And that's kind of one of the nice things about, we always say about summer camp is you're free to fail.
Yeah, which is nice.
We keep trying to teach kids to be free to fail, and we say it, but yet then they have an assessment and a report card and grades and all these things that follow them. Well, that doesn't happen at camp. So if it doesn't work out, no big deal. Try again. Right? What did we learn?
Yeah, so I had that example this week when my son threw his Nordstrom suit pants in the washer.
Oh, no.
And he did ask me, but I wasn't paying attention. And so I was like, dry clean only. There's a tag on there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And then I was really mad, but then I said, you know what? I'm glad that you have the initiative to throw your own stuff in the laundry and, well, you know, it's no harm done, right? Well, I think they'll be fine. So.
Right. This is not
the answer. I mean, I'm like, you know, you learn something. I said, yeah, next time just read the tag. Don't ask me because I'm distracted. So, but no, that's a good thing. You know, they try and there's really like, what's the worst that can happen? Nothing, not that bad. So, well, let's, so you've got all these incredible programs. You've got the hoedown coming up, which sounds really fun. And what else can people do if you've got – so a teenager, if they want to volunteer, they've got to be – do they have to be 16 or for a volunteer?
So if
– you said you've got little ones too,
if
right?
If they're interested in volunteering, high school. You should be in high school out of eighth grade. So our age groups are a little loose in that, you know, I think more of – for campers, like you finish kindergarten and you're through eighth grade.
Okay.
And so it helps if our volunteers are in high school, and we're actually accepting volunteer applications now. We opened on March 1st, and we had 25 applications in as of yesterday.
For volunteers?
For volunteers.
Wow.
And we will close that too. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good because kids really can have a meaningful experience, and volunteers do 2-week blocks.
Okay.
So curriculum at camp, if you're in a group, your curriculum changes every 2 weeks. Your schedule changes. So you have the same program for 2 weeks, with the exception of swimming. Swimming's the only constant. It goes across all 6 weeks. So we ask our volunteers to also make the 2-week commitment. And it's really when they get the most out of the program, because they have a real chance to bond with the kids.
Right. And do they get training? Do you put them through training?
Yes. We have a staff training on June the 20th, which is a Thursday out at camp.
Okay.
So we do have training. And our volunteers, last year we changed our model a little bit, which was great. Our office manager, Ms. Stafford, she manages the volunteers. And we did a little bit different. We had volunteers with groups. So you might be with a group the whole time. And then we had volunteers that worked with different specialists. So one girl is a dancer. It's what she does. It's what she loves. So she actually worked with the dance person. We had a dedicated volunteer in arts and crafts. We have dedicated volunteers down at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. So maybe that is something you'd rather do. Or we had volunteers who actually just helped in the office, right?
Right.
Who actually kind of like that piece of it, which has been in both the office in Morristown and the office at camp.
Oh, so is the office in Morristown open year-round, or what do you do there? That's where you hang out, right?
That's it. That's my den. I'm very lucky. I have a cubicle there.
Not a bad place to be.
It's all good. Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to give a shout out to Mark. So you have fitness workshops. I thought maybe Mark, who also has a show, he could trot on over there and work your people out. He's the fitness guru here at the station.
Awesome.
So Mark Max of Clinton, or Mark LaRose. Anyway, I was going to shout out to him, and maybe I'll get him over there.
Awesome.
So, but if people have an office, or they want to do something, well, instead of going to a park to paint or rake or whatever, they can come to the farm or to the camp and help spruce up the place before camp starts, right?
Yes. The months of April and May are fantastic opportunities. If you like to clean, you like to plant, we have a garden at camp. If you like to, I mean, there's so many opportunities to build things, like build picnic tables, build bikes, organize. There's always stuff to be done.
Do you refurbish bikes, or do you get bike kits, or what do you mean build bikes? What does that mean?
So sometimes companies do bike builds in their office. So a lot of times it's a way to do your community service, but you're not actually leaving your office building. So you might have lunch, and they bring in kits and build bicycles, and then what do you do with the bicycles? And we are always happy to receive bicycles. They just cannot be 10 speeds because our roads are not paved.
So like mountain bikes?
Yeah.
Or road bikes, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, otherwise it's too crazy.
And do they order them from some special kit place or something? Is there kind of like a standard you use? I was just curious.
That I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't been involved on that part
of
it.
No. And then you've got music time, and people can... you can assemble camp bags with, swimming. So goggles, bug spray, sunscreen, keychain. Looks like, there's literacy kits with a book, bookmark, highlighter, and flashlight. Oh, my gosh. Big star on that one. I think that'd be fun to put together that stuff, because I know there's so many people with books, extra books, and they wouldn't have to be new, right? You could just get gently used.
Oh, yes. And sometimes, if you have books, we do accept books for our reading program.
Okay.
And sometimes it's really nice if we get a plethora of books.
I can hook you up.
to let campers take them home.
Yeah, start their own library.
And start their own library. So if we actually have too many, we just send them home with them. We do a family orientation which we're so lucky. Oh, can I give a shout out to the Essex Horse Trials? If you guys are in town the weekend of June 23rd, come on out to Far Hills. Life Camp is the beneficiary of the Essex Horse Trials, but it's 3-day eventing. It's a total family day. We have our parent orientation on Saturday at camp, and then they so graciously invite our camper families over to the horse trials. They have lunch. M&M Mars usually does a big candy hunt. But it's a really fun day for everybody. So it's three different disciplines. So depending on what you like, you don't have to know a lot about horses to do it. And there's often a car show, which is usually on Sunday. So if you're into cars, so I would encourage you. They've been super good to us, and it's just a great weekend.
That sounds fun. So there's all kinds of good things coming up between the hoedown and the Essex horse trials and the golf outing and the holiday party. So there's plenty of ways to get involved.
Yes.
So once again, the website is greaternewarklifecamp.org. And you want to give out your email again if they have any questions?
Sure. It's Kathy with a K and a Y at greaternewarklifecamp.org.
All right. Well, it was so fun having you here today and learning about all that you offer these kids. And I'm going to see if I can sign my son's just getting out of eighth grade. So I'm going to see if I can sign him up to help.
Awesome.
I'm sure he'll love that.
We'll love to have him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill in an open session. Nielsen is expected to take some heat from the Democrats regarding the president declaring a national emergency and the discontinued family separation policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Here's one Democrat who's not running against President Trump in 2020. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It was at the 2016 Democratic Convention when Mike Bloomberg famously said,
"I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one."
For years, people have urged the former mayor of New York City to run for the White House. But the self-made billionaire and founder of a global business information company said he won't enter the 2020 race. The data-driven Bloomberg wrote that he becomes more frustrated every day by the incompetence in the White House. He said he believes he would defeat Donald Trump in a general election, but he knew the risk of
playing
for the
Democratic
nomination.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A growing number of counties in at least four states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico.